Welcome to the Jenningswire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's special guest is Mary Taylor Young, award-winning Colorado author of 15 books, who has been writing on the landscape, natural history, and heritage of the American West for more than 25 years. In her new book, Rocky Mountain National Park, The First 100 Years, she takes readers on a journey through the national park's history that begins not just 100 years ago, but at the dawn of time. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Stacey. It's very nice to be on.
And it's nice to have you. So tell us what inspired you to tackle that Rocky Mountain National Park in book form.
Well, Rocky Mountain National Park's centennial year is next year, 2015. So the park was created in 1915. And it's a, you know, it's just an iconic, fantastic place. It's really important to lots of people, including me. And my publisher, Far Country Press, produces lovely photo textbooks about the American West and had done previous centennial books, coffee table books, which this is, on other national parks. And so we got together, and it was just a natural to feature Rocky. So that's how I launched on it. I also have a long personal and professional connection to the national park. I spent all my childhood summers running around wild up there, hiking, chasing chipmunks, climbing, fishing. And then as a nature writer, I have taught nature writing up at the park every summer for 25 years. And I'm really familiar with the landscape, the plants, the animals. So it was just a real natural to take it the step further, kind of come full circle and write about the park's history.
Well, especially with its centennial anniversary coming up, right? So now you're talking about that's 100 years, but you said that it's really the dawn of time is when the history began there at that park. Now, why do you say that?
Well, if you think about writing the history of any park with the words Rocky Mountain in its name, you're just going to have to start with the beginning of the formation of the mountains. So essentially, the dawn of time. there are rocks in the park. They're actually easily visible from Trail Ridge Road, which goes over the Continental Divide, the very highest part of the mountains. There are rocks up there visible that are a billion years old. So really the park's history begins a billion years ago with the formation of the geology.
Wow.
And the story also, it's got to go into the future because things are changing, things are happening in the 21st century that are affecting the park. Climate change, for example, it's a high-altitude park, so as plants and animals are able to move higher in the mountains and live higher than they ever did before, they're moving into areas that very specialized high-altitude animals are inhabiting. And those animals are impacted by that, and they have nowhere left to go. So the story is really evolving, so it goes into the future as well.
Now, how is Rocky Mountain National Park different than other national parks in America? What makes it really special?
Rocky, and that's what we call it for short, Rocky, showcases some of the most outstanding mountain landscape in North America. It's just really spectacular terrain. Now, there are other mountains, other pieces of the Rocky Mountains in other national parks, but Rocky is basically in the back door of a major metropolitan area, Denver, Colorado, with an international airport. It's about 50 miles away. So Rocky has this incredible terrain. It preserves a quarter of a million acres of mountain landscape, including alpine tundra, which is the treeless land above timberline, really unique. But it's only a 2 hours drive from an international airport, so it's very accessible to everybody. Anybody who can get in the car and travel can visit this amazing place. You know, it doesn't have to be unavailable to them. And in Rocky, there is the highest paved through highway in America called Trail Ridge Road, and it goes from the eastern side of the mountains up over the Continental Divide to the western side of the mountains. And again, families, elderly folks, people with disabilities, anybody can get in a car, drive up there, and see this magical place.
Mary, now you mentioned Trail Ridge Road. Do you think that that is the most interesting part of the park, or is there another aspect that you want to highlight to our listeners?
My favorite part of the park is the landscape that Trail Ridge Road carries visitors up to. And it's, again, that treeless, austere, high-altitude place known as the Alpine Tundra. It's a very unique landscape. The plants only grow a few inches high. It's ferocious in terms of weather. You can be chased off of it in a whiteout blizzard in August. But when the sun is out, it's a spectacular place. You can see for probably 100 miles from up there. And the plants and the animals are extremely unique and uniquely adapted to live up there. And so it's just a place that people aren't usually able to get to. And in Rocky, you can get in there and you can walk out on these careful trails to preserve it, but you can get out and experience it. So I think that's my favorite part of the park. And there are trails for easy trails for discovery, and then there are challenging trails for people who would like to do, you know, more in-depth hiking. There's a trail called the Old Ute Trail, which was used by Native Americans for hundreds of years to travel up and over the mountains. And you can hike that from the west side of the park to the east side or the other way around. So that's a very special experience.
And Mary, finally, what advice or insider tips would you give someone who's thinking about visiting Rocky?
The first tip I'd give is the obvious thing. Do your research. Know what you most would like to see when you get there, and kind of be a little aware of the landscape, what's offered. It is a very popular park. 3 million people a year visit. So the most popular destinations, for example, Bear Lake, which is an extremely scenic lake with a series of other lakes above it, is very popular, so very crowded. So perhaps do your research, find some lesser-known spots to visit, and then search out the secret places. You can really get away. You can stand in a place and know there's not another human being around you for a good distance. You can feel the silence. You can look at the sky and really have a sense of wilderness that is very rare to have in America today. So I think that would be my biggest then advice would be when you visit, open yourself up to everything around you and don't just look for a flashy tourist destination, but you know, look for the animals, listen to the sounds, appreciate the colors of the rocks. That's what the experience of Rocky Mountain National Park is really about.
Well, Mary, you've given us quite a look into, a peek into Rocky Mountain National Park, and we appreciate that and want to urge our listeners to learn more about Mary and her new book, Rocky Mountain National Park, The First 100 Years. You can also purchase signed copies at her website, which is marytaylorjung.com. And you can see her new book trailer by searching on YouTube for Mary Taylor Young author as well. So they'll be available, the books, at your favorite bookstore and online book retailers also. So thank you, Mary, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stacy. It's great to talk about the book, and I appreciate it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com, discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.